Hello, and welcome to Pearson's Rehabilitation and Therapy podcast series. In this series, we'll be discussing issues related to psychologists, occupational therapists, and speech-language pathologists who work with clients in rehabilitative or therapeutic settings. Today, our topic is the occupational therapist's role in interdisciplinary care. I'm Vanessa Berenson, and I'm here with Shelley Hughes, a licensed occupational therapist at Pearson. Shelley, how is interdisciplinary care defined in occupational therapy practice?
That's a great question, Vanessa. And I think really as occupational therapists, we work collaboratively in virtually all areas of practice, be it in acute care, be it skilled nursing facilities, outpatient clinics and school-based practice. We really do value the opportunity to work with alongside other professionals. And we know one of the really key points for effective service delivery is that we work cohesively and that professionals do practice interdisciplinary. So, and I think it's a really, really positive way of practice. One term we often hear used is team-based care. And that's kind of, I guess, one aspect of interdisciplinary practice that really does take the patient or the service user or the client to being seen as a core member of the team. And that's really, really important to support the notion of patient or client-centered practice. So I think, you know, it's important that we work across disciplines, but it also helps us embrace that person that we're working with, that patient or client or student, and put them at the center of care. And that's really important to occupational therapists, but I know also it's important to my colleagues as speech and language pathologists or psychologists and physical therapists, etc. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
What are some key drivers for successful interdisciplinary care?
I think there are many key drivers, but for me, two really important core aspects which stand out are roles and responsibilities and communication. And I think for roles and responsibilities, it's really important that when we're working across practice or in interdisciplinary care, that it's really important that team members have clearly defined roles and responsibilities. It's easy to, I guess, get lost or to duplicate roles, and I think this really helps to drive efficiencies and prevent duplication of roles, and actually it also provides role security. If team members know their role within the team and how, I guess, they fit within the whole process, it really helps provide that security and understanding about each other's roles. And likewise, for strong and effective communication, you know, understanding the roles and responsibilities of colleagues, we need to have strong and effective communication to make sure we all share that common understanding and to communicate patient goals, to make sure that we are following and sharing interventions and that the outcomes are really clear for all to understand. So yeah, I think roles and responsibilities and communication are the two key drivers for me.
What are some key observations you've had about interdisciplinary care that are relevant to OTs today?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of good observations and lots of benefits to including occupational therapists in the interdisciplinary care team. One key observation is job satisfaction. If you're working in an interdisciplinary team, you have a clear understanding of your role within the team, but it also gives you greater appreciation and respect for the roles of your colleagues with whom you're working. And I think that really does, if you have a mutual respect for each other's roles and your position and your contribution to the rehabilitation process, then it does give you greater job satisfaction and reduces frustration. And I think more importantly, improved patient and client satisfaction. You know, if all team members are working towards a common goal with the individual at the center, with that individual at the core of the team, then you're going to have improved patient outcomes and improved patient and client satisfaction. And again, that leads into greater job satisfaction. So I think all those things together are really positive observations. And there's also a lot of strong evidence out there which supports the value of including occupational therapists in the interdisciplinary team, and that occupational therapy does provide cost-effective interventions and support within the team. And I know there are lots of sources out there that you can look for on the internet that really do support that notion. So yeah, I think they're my key observations, Vanessa. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley. That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for listening. And as a reminder, you can find all of our podcasts and more resources at pearsonclinical.com/rehabilitation.